Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, sisters and brothers from every nook and cranny of the earth. Wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is just fine with you. This is IRIB English Radio and here is your favorite realm. Welcome to the cozy corner of Youth Station. A member of this station, your friend Asma, is at your service. And here, on my side, I have my dear friend and my bestie, Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum, Asma.
Waalaikum assalam. I'm very happy to meet you here, Zainab.
Same here. I am super excited to see you after a very long time.
After such a long time.
Yes. How are you?
Thank you. It's just good. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
How are you doing?
Well. Alhamdulillah.
Today we're discussing a very interesting website, which is called Khamenei.ir. For all those who are interested to know more about the Iranian Revolution, about their leader, about the history, and they do not know from where to start, well, this site is going to help you a lot.
I want to surf about Imam, surf about revolution, about Iran, any news, like latest news, old news, any speech, any condolence messages, any kind of like things, you can just go on to this website.
Yes, of course. And also, Zainab, there is a part in that suggestion box that tells you there's a point in which you could find the biography of Imam Khamenei as well.
Yes.
That's also an interesting
part. I have gone through that too.
Yes, I have went through that too. It was very interesting.
Yes.
And I even have some very, I've selected some parts to read. Because they attracted my attention a lot. It was such a very interesting...
Of course, I would want you to share with the audiences.
Yes, of course. For those who have not been through this website, so we give them some triggers just to go through it.
Yes.
So there was this part that I enjoyed reading while I was reading the biography of their leader. It started like this. My father, though a well-known religious figure, was a bit of an ascetic. We had a hard life. Sometimes for supper, we had nothing but bread with some raisin, which was very interesting for me, because people might think and consider that great leaders in the world are privileged people and they have some special facilities.
All the time.
All the times, yes. But it is not like this in the case of our leader. Well, which our mother had somehow improvised. Our house, some 65 square meters, consisted of a single room and a gloomy basement. When visitors came to see my father as the local cleric or to consult about their problems, the family had to move into the basement while the visit went on. Yes. Years later, some charitable person brought the small empty lot adjacent to our house.
And then they had a three room flat.
So yeah. their home turned into a bigger place then.
Yes.
So you see, it gives you some very interesting information about the leader himself. And also there's a section
in the same biography, what was much more touching to me than this part.
I'm very much eager to know.
Was the one where the leader had two choices.
Yes.
To either visit back Mashhad to his sick father or to continue his seminary studies.
Exactly, yes.
Yes.
That was very interesting as well because his father was getting sick and he had to come back to Mashhad.
Like when his teachers were like insisting him, you should not leave seminary at this point of time.
Yes.
Because he had realized his talent and everything, what kind of a prominent student he had been and what kind of hardworking student he had been. Everyone was suggesting Imam not to go back.
Yes, not to leave
Imam,
it right here.
Imam chose that thing. Imam Khamenei goes back to Mashhad to see his father.
So before we get into the depth of this website, what do you say about a break?
All right.
The
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
He says a very touching thing, which is very interesting to hear that from a leader. He says, if there have been any success in my life, they all go back to God's blessing favored upon me because of my dutiful caring for parents.
Yes.
So see how touching it is to hear that from a leader.
Yes.
So before coming here and reading this biography, I didn't know all this stuff, though I am living in Iran. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, there are
yes.
some secrets you can't get unless you go through a deep study.
Deep study. And I think the material you'll get through one book, two books, three books,
mm-hmm.
maybe 100 books, that's all collected in this one.
Exactly.
Portal.
That's the point. It's like, you know,
because
million
I
books
just,
in a nutshell.
When I even learned Persian, I started reading some personal biography books on Imam.
Mm-hmm.
But when I compare again, when I come back to this site, I always feel like I'm in need of this website.
Yes,
exactly. To know more about.
And by this website, we are talking about, we mean actually
Khamenei.ir.
You could also visit leader.ir. You could connect with the leader as well. There's a section at the below of each part that gives you the chance to leave your comments or messages.
Wow.
And it was very interesting to read people's comment on each section. It was very interesting. Many people from all around the world, even America or the eastern part of the world, who might have no clue or idea about the leader or the revolution.
You know, Asma,
they've mentioned some very interesting things.
Yes, like people living in the east, people living in the west,
mm-hmm.
people living in the north, people living in the south.
Exactly.
Everyone is thirsty that about
is,
this
it's
knowledge.
It's a very good point you mentioned, Zeynep. They are thirsty.
Because I had been thirsty too.
Yes.
I know that. I have felt that. And I went to the website mm-hmm. with that curiosity, with that thirst.
Exactly.
And this was something that really fulfilled my thirst. And that was Khamenei.ir. And it was not like only the speeches.
Yes,
you
not
had
just the
a
speeches.
Lot of sections. I mean, there's a section in which a picture tells you a complete story.
Exactly.
The caricature part, the
a
cartoons.
Yes. Those cartoons. Also, I was going to mention that there is a part, as you come to the bottom of the website, there is a part that has, it's in blue on top of it. It's been written, there's been a quotation from Imam Khamenei,
mm-hmm.
which says, "Despite all enmities, good words of Islamic Republic is becoming stronger every day." And then beneath it, we have the part that gives you, again, suggestions about the speeches, full text, news, multimedia, photos, videos, posters. And this part is my favorite part because it was very interesting. It was like it gives you the headline. And through using a caricature, they're giving you the main idea. And beneath that, there is a quotation or a speech from the leader in a very short manner. It is called Artworks. That's also a very interesting section.
Yes. The motion graphics, the artwork, the gallery, the video, the multimedia and everything. Combination of everything.
Has
it's a combination
made it
of
easy for
graphics.
To get
it's a combination.
Everything easily.
Yes, at one place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what one place. And what is much more better is that it's available in all the living language. I must say at least.
This is very important because
yes.
it is in all the different languages anyone could want to use.
Yes, yes. Because English is something that's internationally
mm-hmm.
used everywhere. But then there are some very interesting languages like Hindi is only known in India. So,
yes.
So the site is making efforts to even translate the material into some other language that some
Zeynep,
one part
also,
of the world gets to know about it.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. There was also another interesting part for me. It was about the bookshelf.
All right.
Have you been through that? It was very interesting. It gives you some suggestions upon some very interesting books and the latest books that are getting viral in Iran or in Islamic places.
All right.
Then also in the part of news, we have some interesting headlines. They give you some interesting titles and you will get familiar with the important debates of the day. And also, There are some points in Palestine.
Yes. There's so much about Palestine.
Exactly.
There's so much about Palestine. There's so much about resistance on the site.
Exactly. I saw a picture, actually, just as I was going through Palestine. I saw a picture, which was very heart-touching. It was, and the headline was just like this, "The Heartbreaking Story of Palestine."
All right.
There was a picture of a child with all the bruises on his face and then a teardrop which has been frozen on his cheeks. The kind of posters and images they use in this website, they're very interesting.
Since we're talking about Palestine, I think when I went last to the site was a poster showing... Yes, and I went out to, I think when I went last to the site was the cartoon portion wherein the latest cartoon was about the Palestine itself from stones
to missiles.
Yeah.
Just as you go through it for some seconds and minutes, you cannot leave it because some interesting point will pop up to you and you would get much of enthusiasm to go and find more and more.
Yes.
We are talking about Khamenei.ir, Khamenei.ir.
I have literally felt like how much this leader has, you know, took Quran into himself, into his soul, how much he feels it. And you feel like you're reading the text of Quran. And when you're and monotheism, Tawheed gets manifested in each and every of his words. So I think that has been the strength behind the revolution. That has been the strength behind the leadership of Iran. That has been the strength behind the revolution is monotheism, because they believe, one of the kids asked the supreme leader, why are Western powers afraid of us? And the leader replies, because we are afraid of God.
So also there, just to give you some hints in order to make you more attracted and to go and visit it by your own self, for those who are interested in literature and they think there's no way to connect literature with politics and such a great leader, but there's a shocker for you, because there are also some stuffs related to literature. I was very interested to see that there's something about Tolstoy's War and Peace. The leader has made some comments on that, and also about Sartre, even bringing the name of Sartre and talking about how he's been deceived by the Israel to write about the land which had no people in it.
All right.
So these are very interesting.
Of course these are.
And for those who are not living in Iran and they have no concept of the leader, they actually do not have an image of it. Well, if you go through this website, and also if you have noticed all the pictures and photos about the leader, then you would see there's always a ring in his hand.
Of course.
Those rings have got a story. Actually, these stones are some kind of holy and very valuable stones. Yes.
Yeah.
That's also an interesting part, that everyone is after one of those rings.
Yeah.
And in all the documentaries, if the audience happened to be interested in the topic, they might have seen some documentaries upon that, and they see that people are so eager to get some of those rings from the leader.
Of course.
There's plenty of information for you out there. Go and check it.
There's literature, there's graphics.
Everything,
there's
everything
you will need. There's everything you need to know about the love. The love. Because Imam is love. Love for all those who are thirsty.
Exactly. And you would learn a lot more about the revolution and the school of thought related to the leaders. So also, just to point that at the very end of our discussion, there is a very important point in that website as well, which gives you information about the letters the leader has shared with the Western youth.
Exactly. That was coming into my mind when you said the comment section, that people from all around the world can write letters. I had this thing in my mind that if a leader writes letters to the youth.
It's such a moving thing to hear that a leader with that much of respectability comes to talk with the youth.
Exactly.
And he appoints that, he addresses the Western youth, which is very interesting. He's calling them to notice, to get more information. So that's it.
And everything starts with praising Allah, praising God, and everything ends with praising God.
So if you're going to visit this website, make sure you go through those letters as well. You are listening to IRB English Radio. Thank you for visiting Pars today. This was Youth Station. And from my side, Zainab, and the entire cast of Youth Station, I bid you farewell until next episode. Thank you for listening.
Wassalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.